Hey, I'm sounding pretty good here, huh? Sean Gandhi with the Sean Gandhi podcast, Sean G podcast. Once again, get at me, guys, gandhi.shawn@gmail.com. Again, gandhi.shawn@gmail.com. Guys, today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about a home type that I really, really love. If you live in the GTA, you'll maybe kind of understand where I'm coming from. So our real estate is crazy. Like, we're, you know, amongst the highest in the world. So, you know, we have all different types of categories of homes and condos and this and that. And we just have many different types. So as you guys know, our condo market has exploded. Like, you know, condos are getting... price per square foot is reaching like insane points, you know. In some markets, you know, what'll happen is it'll keep continuing to rise until it kind of no longer makes rental rate sense, and then it cools off for a bit. But what essentially happens is the condo market increases, and it keeps increasing, and while it keeps increasing, it's also increasing the prices of all the other home types. So you'll see an increase in the freehold townhouse market, the semi market, the detached market. So that's essentially what's happening. The gaps are getting created, and the condos are basically the most affordable, the option for millennials, a lot of millennials, you know, low down payments, low, you know, cash flow type of deal. So, you know, the investments in condos are a lot, investors prefer them, end users prefer them. So it's a big market for the condo market. So I want to talk to you today a little bit about one of the favorite categories that I have. And it's kind of new. The consumer is not so much like aware of it or familiar, let's say familiar, for lack of a better word. So let's say familiar with that, with this home type. And it's actually something that I see exploding in the next couple of years. So cities in the greater Toronto area, like dense cities, are pushing a lot of a new home type called stacked townhomes. So stacked townhomes is a market where... it's a category of a condo, but I would say it's going to separate from the maybe high rise and mid rise and low rise condos in once the consumer gets a little bit aware and more familiar with this home type. So I'm working on a project here called the 2020 Homes, and I most recently sold a project in Oakville of all stacked towns. So stacked towns is my favorite a home type, and I'll go on to explain you why after I talk about this specific project I have here, the 2020 townhome. So the 2020 townhomes is a project. It's around 148 units. Don't quote me on that, but somewhere similar to that in South Mississauga. So fantastic location, like by the lake. Basically, Queensway and Highway 10 is the major intersection right by there. So it's a new 148-unit stacked townhome project coming to that location. And I love this project. I love this project because as anybody might be aware of the situation in Mississauga, Square One, Toronto, Vaughan, all that, you know that the price per square foot in those markets and of the high-rise product. So... the stacked townhome development we have here, the price per square foot is phenomenal. I mean, you can't go wrong. And the location is next to none. It's by the lake, 5 minutes to Port Credit GO Station. Okay. Lots of nice, good schools in the area. Okay. It's steps, like literally a couple minute walk to the new LRT coming to Mississauga, which will be here in 2021. And you know, just steps from the lake, Port Credit GO Station and the lake are pretty much synonymous. They're right by each other. Lakeshore line, it gives a lot of east-west travel, makes the ease of east-west travel, to downtown Toronto or Hamilton or wherever you got to go very easy. You know, you can be in and out. So our project here is right off the QEW. So if you have a car to drive downtown, it's a short drive away. And if you have a, if you don't have a car and you use Poor Credit Go, you know, Poor Credit Go is like pretty much one of the, pretty much the best transit line we have in the GTA. If you want to work downtown, let's say to Union Station, if you want easeability of access to downtown, then Lakeshore Line is probably one of your best options. So it's 5 minutes away from there. So it'll make travel east and west very, very easy. So we're 5 minutes away from there. The UTM, University of Toronto, Mississauga campus is not far off. Tons of restaurants, tons of nightlife, bars. Port Credit's a really nice place in the summertime, even in the wintertime. In the, like, you know, for restaurants and nightlife and that sort of thing. And then maybe a 7 to 8 minute drive north is Square One. So you got shopping right there. You're close to the 427. Sherway Gardens is not too far off. So the location is fantastic. Okay, so perfect for people living, working in downtown or working in South Mississauga or working in even North Mississauga or even working west, out west, and you want to be close to the city. So, I mean, the location of the 2020 townhomes is next to none. Okay, then the next I want to talk about is the type of product, the stacked towns. Like, so, like, one major contributing factor to what makes a stacked townhome attractive from an end user or an investor. So first I'll give it to you to the end user. So if you live instead of a high-rise condo building where you have lots of different maintenance fees. So as you know, your maintenance fee, almost rarely do you see a maintenance fee less than 50 cents per square foot. So you'll see 60, 70, and a little bit older buildings, you get to 80, 90, you know, per square foot sort of maintenance fees. And, you know, that really cuts into your cash flow. So, I mean, if you have like, let me give you apples to apples. At the 2020, we have 1,000 square foot units, okay? So in 1,000 square foot unit in, let's say, the most comparable market in Mississauga would be Square One. So 1,000 square foot unit in Square One, their maintenance fee would be around $600 to $700 on the low end, okay? $600 to $700, okay? That's not including your tax, that's not including your, you know, utilities, if any, that sort of thing. At the 2020, we got $100 to $200 maintenance fees. The money that you're saving from an end user, when you go to crunch your numbers, okay, if the prices are, you know, the same, you're saving $400 to $500 per month. Per month, that's your cash flow. Okay, so that's essentially equal to almost $100,000 in purchase price, maybe $125,000 in some cases, with what's current interest rates. So, I mean, there's certainly something to take into consideration, and that's for an end user. So now when you talk about an investor, it's the same situation. Like that condo maintenance fee is not paid by your tenant. It's paid by you. It's paid by you, the investor. So at the end of the day, when you go to rent it, that's only money coming out of your pocket. Again, 1,000 to 1,000 square feet. One is going to cost you X amount of dollars. In terms of your monthly, if they're the same price, like let's say they're both going for six, you know, whatever the same, the purchase price is. So the only difference is going to be your maintenance fee. That's a variable factor. So that variable factor is really going to burn a hole through your pocket from an investment standpoint. They're going to rent for roughly the same. There's going to be no difference in rental rate. But most of the time, if you're an investor, it's a no-brainer. If they're around the same purchase price, you know, even $30,000-$40,000 off, that's still all money back in your pocket from an investment standpoint and definitely from a cash flow standpoint on a per month basis. Okay, so that's another thing that I wanted to talk about, the lower maintenance fee and the square footage. I mean, at the 2020, you know, comparable square footage, 1,000 square feet, you know, there's not, I do a lot of work in the Square One area, sold a lot over there. There's not so many units that are over 1,000 square feet. I mean, there is, but not really, you know, it's not the majority, you can say. It's definitely a minority, and it's definitely burn a hole through your pocket cash flow wise. So if the purchase prices are relatively similar, 2020 is a no-brainer in that aspect. So I talked about it. Better cash flow for the end user and better cash flow for the investor. When you compare it to Square One, two bedrooms, you know, in good buildings can range anywhere. I mean, good buildings can range from anywhere, you know, to, you know, like an expensive price per square foot. Let's say that. OK, and they're going to be smaller than 1,000 square feet. So the 2020 for me makes complete financial sense. The rental rates are going to be the same. Your cash flow is going to be better. Purchase prices are not far off. The location is better. So, I mean, what doesn't make sense about the 2020 townhomes? Tell me. So, as well, aside from that, right now, so, I mean, that's when I talk about the 2020 townhomes. So I just want to talk a little bit about stacked townhomes for a second, because a lot of people aren't familiar with the product. Sometimes people get caught up in this condo freehold. I mean, at the end of the day, the cheaper the better. The stacked townhome market is, I mean, the cheaper the better for from a resale standpoint. Obviously, the millennials don't have millions of dollars to dish out for detached homes and that sort of thing. So the next best alternative is like a stacked townhome. There's no elevators to deal with. You know, parking isn't four floors down. Your cash flow will be better than a high-rise condo. You don't have the amenities. So, I mean, that may be something that you care about. And if you really care about that as an end user, then, I mean, that's your prerogative. If it matters to you that much, then you might be better off with the high-rise route. But majority of people don't use those amenities. And why should you pay for somebody else's, you know, mess ups or screw arounds or whatever they're going to do in that building? So at the end of the day, I feel generally in the market because the consumer. So, I mean, that's a little bit about the stacked townhome. Sorry to jump all over the place, but that's my spiel about the 2020 townhomes. I bought there myself, so I'm a firm believer in the product. And that's why, you know, definitely, you know, I stood with my investors and said that, you know, I believe in this product, so I definitely want to have my own piece of the pie. So, now I want to talk a little bit about stacked townhomes and why stacked townhomes haven't reached their purchase price potential. So the whole market has different categories. You got condos, then you got, you know, condo townhomes, then you got traditional townhomes, and then you got freehold traditional townhomes, and then you got semi-detached. So let's talk about the lower end of the market a little bit. So when you get to condos, you got different types, right? You got like types that have like a maintenance fee just for the road. You got the high-rise style. You got all different types of styles. So I believe stacked townhomes are a little bit of the upper echelon of condos, and the market has not adapted yet because the consumer is not yet familiar with the product. Once the consumer gets familiar with this product, the prices will stand between. So the condo high rise and condo low rise will be the entryway, and then you got this being the bridge between condo townhouse. And it'll be like the stacked townhome. So it'll be the bridge between condo townhouse and high-rise condo. So the market, but the purchase price is very, very right now similar to high-rise or low-rise condos. So at the end of the day, once the consumer gets more familiar with the product, starts to believe, everybody gets caught up on that word freehold. Don't get caught up on it. If there's a very minor difference between the price of a freehold and a condo, yeah, maybe you might want to go that route. But, I mean, if it's $100, $200, it's not burning a hole in your pocket, that maintenance fee. It's really not. If it's, you were talking about $600, $700, yes, then it does definitely burn a hole through your pocket. So the stacked townhomes are probably my favorite home category right now. And guys, the 2020 is only open for a little bit. We have limited units available. This is my best explanation of it. I hope that it makes sense for you guys. And the rental rates will be great. that's my word. I do have a special incentive for my clients and buyers. So give me a shout. GANDHI.SHAWN@gmail.com. Again, GANDHI. shawn.shawn@gmail.com. If you guys have any questions, any feedback, comments, anything like that, give me a shout. Let me know. Thanks, guys. Take care.